Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning, and every so often, we hear about Hollywood gossip stories that are so bizarre and crazy that you just think they can't be real.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, remember when there were rumors that Beyonce was faking her first pregnancy with Blue Ivy?
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. And there was that video of her stomach collapsing in on itself.
Yeah.
And everyone's like, ah!
They thought it was a fake baby bump and she was actually using a surrogate the whole time.
I forgot about that.
I never understood, why would she do that? Why wouldn't she just say, like, I'm Beyonce, I got a surrogate. Like, who cares?
And there was also that weird rumor that Mr. Rogers actually killed 150 people sniper in Vietnam.
Rumor.
That was a rumor.
For real?
Yeah, because he served in the Army for a while.
Oh my God, I'd never heard that rumor.
The Army had to come out and be like, no, that didn't happen.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the infamous rumor about the Taco Bell Chihuahua impregnating 5 other dogs out of wedlock.
Oh no.
While filming his last Run for the Border commercial.
That
one turned out to be real, didn't it?
Well, the dog paternity tests were inconclusive.
Okay, got it.
But a couple years ago, there was another unbelievable story that came out of the Hollywood rumor mill, and it was about none other than heartthrob turned billionaire Larry the Cable Guy.
What?
Oh, sorry,
not a billionaire.
Wrong guy. George Clooney is what I meant to say.
Same person.
I always get those two confused.
I see. I can see the resemblance.
It came out one night, George supposedly held a secret dinner party for some of his closest friends at his house. And at that party, he gave each of them a briefcase filled with $1 million cash.
I remember this rumor.
Remember?
And like, one of the people at the party is the one that outed him, right?
Yes, one of the friends there came out with the story. This happened a few years ago. We talked about it on the show.
Yeah.
And everybody thought, yeah, I mean, that could be true. I could see that happening.
Yeah.
But there was also people saying, no, this is just something that got blown out of proportion. Another bit of Hollywood urban legend.
Right. A great urban legend.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a friend of George Clooney's.
Yeah. And after that, George never confirmed or denied the story.
Which makes you feel like it was probably fake. Like, so far out of there that he's not even going to waste his time talking about
exactly.
it.
Exactly. And he never talked about it. Until now.
What?
Because in a recent interview with GQ, George said it is 100% true.
What?
Wow.
He honestly did that?
Yep, and he finally gave the details of what happened leading up to that whole thing. So this all occurred back in 2013 after he met his future wife, Amal, but before they started dating.
Okay, so when he thought he had all the money to spend in the world and wasn't going to spend it on kids.
Yeah, he's still like a single bachelor with tons of money, wanted to thank all the people who helped get him to where he was.
Which I assume are all rich people too.
Yeah.
You know, like, is George Clooney hanging out with somebody that has a studio apartment? I doubt it.
Well,
you
know,
like, do they really need that $1 million?
Your world can turn upside down in Hollywood in an instant.
That's a good point.
Lawsuit away.
Yeah.
So he invited 14 of his closest friends, people that were mostly older than him.
Okay.
And these are all individuals who'd helped him along in his path to success when he wasn't doing so hot.
I love that.
You know, like, they would let him sleep on their couch. They loaned him money when he was broke.
Yeah, dude.
And they've helped him in a lot of other ways over the past 35 years.
God, I think we all have friends that we're picturing right now in our head that have done that for us.
For sure. Mm-hmm. And it just proves, like, you know, George Clooney, that's a stand-up thing to do. Like, that's pretty rad. You know, you say that you'll help your friends out when you make it to the top, but rarely do people actually follow through.
And according to George, he said, quote, "Without them, I wouldn't have any of this, and if I get hit by a bus, yeah, they're all in the will, so why am I waiting to get hit by a bus?"
He's gonna give it while he's alive. I love this.
You know, and my grandma started to do this on a completely different level. We're talking like $100 here and there.
Yeah.
She started sending money to everybody, going, you know what, I want to see you guys enjoy it.
The biggest problem, though, was, how was he going to get his hands on $14 million in cash?
Right?
Go to your checking account, they just don't, debit, and then...
they don't carry that at a bank.
No.
What are you going to do? Go to Wells Fargo and be like, hey, so I would like to make a withdrawal. Here's my withdrawal slip.
Can I get that in 20s and 50s and a couple hundreds there?
There's like one poor bank teller still counting 8 years later in the back.
Yeah, exactly.
So George did some research, and he found there's an undisclosed location in downtown L.A. that has a giant palace of cash.
What?
And that's when this starts to sound a little bit like a heist movie.
Because
George rented an old beat-up van that said florist on the side of it.
Oh, right, because you want to be inconspicuous if you're going to be carrying around $14 million in cash.
Yep. When the van drove to the location, got into a freight elevator with the van, and it took them down several stories into an underground vault where they loaded it up with cash.
What? Wow. Okay, even if you're doing this totally on the up and up, you still feel like it's illegal.
Oh, yeah.
Like, right?
Yeah.
You're right, yeah.
The only people that he told was his main assistant and a couple of security guys, and George said they were all soiling their shorts over the plan, thinking something was going to go wrong.
You know, one of them showed up with a ski mask on. They're like, you don't need to wear that. We're not actually stealing anything. Like, I don't know, man.
But he pulled it off without a hitch. There's no twist or evil villain in this real-life movie. He got the money back to his place, divided the loot into 14 stacks, and then put them each into briefcases.
Do you think before he divided it up, he put it in one big pile and jumped in it?
Oh, that'd
I
be
mean,
so fun,
just to do it.
Dude.
Yeah. I mean, what you have to. You have to Scrooge McDuck it.
Just once.
And he says it wasn't as heavy as you might think, but at the dinner, he had a giant map of the entire world on his dining room wall, and he pointed to all the different places that he got to go and all the things that he's gotten to do thanks to their help.
Oh, it makes me cry.
And then he gave them $1 million each. Aww. Crazy.
So
I'm allowing all friends to now couch surf just in case they turn into a billionaire someday.
I was going to ask, Brooke, are you going to be inviting all of us over for a dinner party anytime soon?
You know what? As soon as I'm in the Billy Goats, you got it.
Okay.
I mean,
won't ever happen. I just want you
to remember back in 2014, there was that day where I bought you that dip cup of hummus and the smart water, and I brought it to you from the break room. Without that, would you be where you are today?
She wouldn't have the nutrients.
I probably would be fine.
I don't know, Brooke. You need to think about that before you invite me over.
How about I give you a Jimmy John's gift card?
Okay, I'll
take it. Does that work?
I'll take it.
Is that close?
I love it. Your phone tap's coming up right after this.